On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
We go into season, we're like, all right, the quarterback position, we got to have about 30 touchdowns. You got to get about 3,500 passing yards. You got to get, no more than 12 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to piece together half that picture.
Okay.
Because ESPN projected 925 yards in 4 touchdowns in 4 starts for Shador.
And they didn't do picks in this, right?
They didn't, which is...
That's annoying.
Yeah, I know. So they're doing it from the fantasy perspective, obviously. Oh, we're getting real randy with
these. It's not baby-making music when Shador gives very mediocre stats.
Oh, but
we're digging into the numbers.
Oh, we are digging deep into those numbers. Can you feel it there? Mac, can you feel it?
Did it hurt, Mac?
Mac, can you feel it? That's how the bit works.
I can feel it. No, I
didn't. He thought that was rhetorical for some reason.
Jake, can you feel it?
I can feel it.
Wee wee Mansoor. Jake P, can you feel it?
Yeah, I feel something.
Sorry about that. I didn't think the table was that small. Dylan Gabriel, 1,200 yards passing, 5 tutties in 5 starts.
Those are comparable stats. That's very comparable. What was it? 4 games for Shador?
It was 4 for Shador. 4 starts for Shador, 5 for Dylan Gabriel. And about 300 yards passing difference and 1 touchdown difference.
Yeah, because you get 1 touchdown difference because he had 1 more game. Well, yeah. The sad part about it is each one of them got a single touchdown a game.
I think that's correct, yeah.
So in the 9 games we see them play, we get 9 total touchdowns between the two of them?
Well, and
then like what, 230, 240 passing yards?
Somewhere in there. And they predict Quinshon Judkins to have 7 touchdowns from scrimmage.
There we go.
So that's less than a touchdown, or half a touchdown a game.
I think that's pretty good for a rookie, though.
Oh, no, it's good. I'm just wondering where the tutties are coming from. The quarterback isn't passing for it. No, the running back isn't running for it.
We have the worst offense in the NFL once again, like we did last year, is what they're describing.
So I will say, if your quarterbacks throw for carry the 2, 2,100 yards in 9 starts and 9 touchdowns, there's no way they're not drafting a quarterback the year after.
Yeah,
right?
That's not good enough. And also, why did we waited very long in this projection to get to the quarterback?
What do you mean?
Well, so if they played 9 games, that means, I'm assuming then, that means they waited till after week 8.
So I'm glad you say this, because in the last segment I said that the fatal flaw with what this could be is that you're trying to do too many things at once, right? A four-headed quarterback battle, trying to, you know, heal the locker room, trying to decipher who should start. And there's a part of me that's like, are we just going to do it like Joe gets 4 games and then, okay, that's not working. Kenny gets 5 games. That's not working. Dylan gets 5 games and then Shador gets 4. Because if so, you're having the number 1 pick next year.
Yeah, no, especially if you break it up where all 4, we just kind of split it across. That's not going to be good. I don't even love the idea of whatever quarterback wins the battle. 8 games? Or even in the scenario, if you go Joe Flacco and then 4 games into Kenny Pickett for 4 games, and that's our way of doing it. Like whoever wins the job to begin with, the second quarterback has to be one of these rookie quarterbacks.
And so if it's not a rookie that wins the week 1 job, can we all kind of agree that like let's let each quarterback have more than 4 games? Unless they're just unplayable. Not I say unplayable.
You got to be DTR at the end of the season last year, unplayable.
Oh, man. Yes, that's a very good point. Like, I just 9 starts for the rookies. And the idea of then, okay, because here's the thing. If you get to 8 starts for the other quarterbacks, there's an implication there that they're not winning. Right?
I every bit of that, what you read, give me the implication that they're not winning.
So I just...
It was the implication.
It's always the implication. So the ESPN stat projections have Shador 925 passing yards, 4 touchdowns and 4 starts. Dylan Gabriel with 1,200 passing yards and 5 starts in 5 touchdowns.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I got to tell you, I made the stink face when I saw these today.
So when I first saw him, I wanted the interceptions, and I got mad that it's fantasy football and they won't give us interceptions. I was like, how many picks are attached? I don't know why my brain just wants to know interceptions more than anything. But one touchdown each game is just that's not going to pass.
Yeah. So I think
it was not a compliment to either Shador or Dylan Gabriel.
I think there's another implication. I think if you're saying four touchdowns, you're saying at least seven INTs. Yeah.
I mean, it usually goes hand in hand. You're not throwing a lot of touchdowns. You're probably throwing a lot of interceptions.
Or, I mean, plus 925 yards and four starts.
Unless they just have no red zone capabilities at all, which would go completely counter to everything that Shador Sanders was in college when he was one of the best red zone quarterbacks in the entire college football.
I mean, you're talking about 230 yards a game. That's the projections here in four starts. And so 230 yards a game means you're passing the football quite a bit.
You're passing a lot, which means you can't finish the job, is what that would tell me.
Man, I am okay.
Maybe we need the music back for can't finish the job. I don't know, but.
Well, no, that would be the worst thing.
Oof.
When you can't finish the job and then the music comes back in, I feel like that would only add more pressure.
I like how my brain was like, can't finish the job? Where's the sexy time music?
Where's the careless whisperer? Let's go with Chris in Cleveland. Chris, is this season a success if those are the rookie numbers for the rookie quarterbacks?
Actually, that's one of the reasons I called. I think, I believe they had a good projection. I think one of the best scenarios for us would be four games for each one of the quarterbacks. And the reason I think that, let me back up the reason why I think that. First of all, I don't think we should throw the rookies out there at the beginning. So starting out Joe Flacco is pretty good. So they can see what the games look like. But they should give them four apiece because we got to see what these rookies are going to do or what they look like to decide whether we're going to do anything next year. And quarterbacks are a necessity. You know, it's going to be teams that are going to be needing quarterbacks, so one of these guys are going to be gone anyway. So, and on the last piece that you mentioned about the one quarterback, one touchdown apiece, Jaden Daniels was one of the best quarterbacks last year. He didn't throw his first touchdown until week seven. So I don't think it's too bad considering if we have a really good running game. The whole process is evaluation and making the right decision on who's going to be a quarterback, whether we need to decide to draft one next year. So I think the 4-4 and 4-4, if possible, is going to be the best scenario to find out what you have. So that's just my thoughts, man.
Chris, we appreciate you, buddy. We disagree, but we appreciate you. 4-4, 4-5, 4-9. So two quarterbacks getting five starts, two quarterbacks getting four starts each. I don't see how that's.
You did nothing. You accomplished nothing in that season except knowing that your picks aren't it.
My concern is twofold. One, how is the locker room reacting to quarterback jumping? Because I think that's my biggest concern, keeping those guys engaged. The second you make, listen, we don't do it intentionally. It's not as if they go five quarterbacks. All right, you've had your turn. We're not winning. Now we're going to go. Like, it's probably going to be injury that'd factor into this kind of split.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's really hard for teams to progress because each time you switch quarterbacks, you're switching your identity a little bit or switching what you do a little bit. It's really tough to gain traction if you're doing quarterback tic-tac-toe four times in a season on purpose or otherwise.
I wonder if Mike Clay just had a really hard time projecting it all out, and this is his way of doing it.
I think so. You know what? I like that because that's kind of a glass half full scenario, or at least it's a way for me to skirt the idea that this is what this season could be.
I mean, think about it. If he did instead, it was like, nah, you get 17 games of Joe Flacco, and that's it. Like PFF came out with their list of ranking quarterbacks. And they ranked Joe Flacco for the Browns, and that was like, okay, that's who we think is going to play all 17. All right, well, here we go.
216-474-0092. How would you feel? What would this tell you? I'll come back to the number one thing. I think if these are the numbers for the rookie quarterbacks, you'll have a different rookie quarterback next year. Trade me! Like our guy Vinny, who just sent in a big DeMar DeRozan for Darius Garland trade. We'll get your trades. We'll get the internet's trade for the Cavs and debate the merit of each of them. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
On my podcast, Aspire with Em Agreed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Em Agreed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.